we head over to r/perplexityai, the overwhelming sentiment remains one of frustration regarding reliability. Users are deeply questioning the value proposition of premium subscriptions when they feel Perplexity continues to give inaccurate or outdated information on key queries. Many are comparing its performance negatively against rivals like Claude and Gemini, highlighting that while web integration is helpful, accuracy issues persist, leading some subscribers to demand proof that their money is paying for a consistent level of journalistic honesty from the AI tool. Beyond the technical accuracy complaints, many users are also complaining about the user experience. There's significant pushback against UI updates, with people noting that Perplexity seems obsessed with overly concise summaries and complex navigation paths, arguing that it has added too much friction to simple tasks. We're also seeing reports of persistent bugs, such as quota systems incorrectly activating despite confirmed pro subscriptions, and regional failures like image generation suddenly failing in specific areas. Moving over to r/UdiaMusic, the conversation is centered on rigorous comparative testing. A recent detailed post suggests that Udio currently leads the pack for AI music generation, specifically praising its ability to maintain a proper song structure with clear verses and choruses, making it feel more like genuine musical work rather than just stitched together audio noise. However, this segment also involved deep technical discussions around copyright gray areas, demonstrating that even in the highly creative space of music AI, users are very concerned with understanding commercial rights and structural control. Finally, checking out r/Zapier, the predominant topic is less about new features and more about cost. There is palpable frustration over rising pricing tiers. Many skilled automation enthusiasts who rely on tools like Zapier feel that the platform has become overly expensive or greedy. These critiques suggest a major community shift toward exploring alternative no-code platforms as users try to build complex, custom workflows, like sophisticated lead follow-up reminders, without being cornered by escalating subscription fees.